All right, welcome to the Daily News Update for Friday, September 18th, 2020. This is Mike Adams here with naturalnews.com and Brighteon.social. Thank you for joining me today. The sponsor of today's episode is metalswithmike.com. This is the Treasure Island precious metals company that I use and that my family members use to purchase gold and silver at really great prices, fully transparent, in-stock inventory. So a lot of online places, they'll have a lower price on their webpage, but you call them and they don't have the silver or they don't have the gold. Treasure Island has the gold and silver that they promised to have, and they ship it to you on time as they promise, and they have very competitive prices. So check them out at metalswithmike.com. Now, moving right into the news, a citizens group is demanding an investigation into Dr. Fauci, the NIAID, for conspiring with Communist China to develop the coronavirus bioweapon. Yes, we know that they funneled money through the NIH into the Wuhan Virology Institute, or I guess it's called the Wuhan Institute of Virology, to build this biological weapon. And we know now from the Chinese scientist whistleblower that this also involved the Chinese military, and all this took place under the Barack Obama administration in terms of the NIH funding. They built the weapon, they released the weapon, and they're using it as a weapon against humanity and against Trump. So finally, we're starting to get some investigations into that. Just goes to show you, these globalists will stop at nothing to gain power and to crush human freedom. They'll do anything, including releasing self-replicating biological weapons. That's how crazy they are. All right, moving on to libtard fairy tales. Joe Biden now promises that there will be no more climate change if he's elected president. He's going to wave a magic wand and stop forest fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, droughts, and floods all by himself, even though he can barely complete a sentence. I mean, this is totally insane, but this is the way libtards think. It's all some fairy tale delusion where they have magical powers, even though none of them have any functioning brains like Biden and Nancy Pelosi. I mean, seriously, is it the Alzheimer's party? Is that what this has become? The dementia? Does DNC stand for Dementia National Committee? That's what it starts to look like here. But of course, they're just trying to say that every fire in America is Trump's fault. Apparently, there were no fires anywhere in the world ever until Trump became president. or people started exhaling CO2. Now there are fires, but before then, everything was perfectly peaceful and it was eternal spring all over the world. That's what Democrats want you to believe. Next story, consumption of fluoridated water has been found to have adverse effects on the kidney and liver health of children. This is not surprising. We know that fluoride is a toxin. We know that it is added to the water supply in order to harm the public. And for many years, this was considered a crazy conspiracy theory, like a James Bond villain plot, right? But now we know that the globalists built a biological weapon called COVID-19 or the Wuhan coronavirus. We know that this is consistent with the fluoridation in the water supply. They have always worked to poison the people through water, through vaccines, through the toxic food supply, toxic medicine, and so on, and now biological weapons, and also toxic fake news media. So we shouldn't be surprised that fluoridated water is toxic to children, because this is a society that murders children. Anyway, they want to kill children. They commit infanticide and genital mutilation of children while left-wing libtards celebrate and cheer their new progressivism while they're stabbing a newborn baby in the back of the neck with a scalpel and calling it women's rights. They're just sickos. All right, the CDC director has now said that face masks are, quote, more guaranteed to protect against coronavirus than any vaccine. So wait a minute, what? Halt the presses. The CDC says that face masks work better than vaccines. Yeah, that's what they're saying now. I thought they said that vaccines were going to save humanity. Now they're saying that face masks will save humanity. Well, then does that mean that if we wear a mask, we don't have to get lined up and injected with mandatory coronavirus vaccines? Because that's what it seems like he's saying. But of course, no, they're going to push the vaccines anyway, even though the vaccines will probably not work because they're being rushed through without a phase 3 clinical trial. They're being fast-tracked Operation Warp Speed, which might as well just be called Operation, you know, Twisted Medicine or something. But here we go. The CDC says masks work better than vaccines. And it's funny because the Bill Gates now says he doesn't trust the FDA and he doesn't trust any vaccines that are pushed by Trump. So Trump's managed to turn Bill Gates into an anti-vaxxer. That's a pretty amazing feat right there. All right, next story. Mark Zuckerberg is looking into brain-controlling implantable technology because it turns out that just controlling everybody's online speech isn't quite Orwellian enough by itself. He wants to control what you think directly with a chip in your brain. This is kind of the Elon Musk approach to things as well. They just want to control your neurology so that you have no freedom, no independent thinking. You're basically a biological puppet living in the Zuckerberg matrix. And they can then download thoughts directly into your brain without having to go through the trouble of indoctrinating children in public schools with lies about the history of America. They can just download, just hit return, and boom, new payload goes into your brain, and all of a sudden, boom, you think Joe Biden's a genius. That's what they're looking for, because they can't stand people thinking for themselves. So, you know, this is way beyond Mark of the Beast, by the way. This is Mark Zuckerberg of the Beast. This is turning your brain into an extension of the Facebook database. All right, a review of the early days of the COVID pandemic have found that China stockpiled PPEs, that's personal protection equipment, early on, leading to a shortage of PPE equipment for the rest of the world. So not only did China build the bioweapon with the help of Barack Obama, NIH funding and Dr. Fauci funding and so on, but also then once they released it on the world, they bought up all the gloves and the gowns and the masks everywhere, even in North America and across Europe, everywhere around the world. They bought all that up and basically hoarded all that for themselves, creating severe shortages everywhere else around the world. This is all part of the plan to declare war, which is what China has done. They've unleashed a biological warfare weapon on the world. And Joe Biden loves it. Joe Biden thinks China is awesome. And so does CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post, USA Today, MSNBC. They're all in with China. And they say that everybody who died from COVID is Trump's fault. Even though Trump tried to block flights from China early on, I think in February, and he was called a racist for doing so. That was at a time when Nancy Pelosi was out at Chinatown in San Francisco telling everybody, there's no virus, everybody just going out and go shopping. And officials in New York City were saying, it's no big deal, come on down to New York, everything's fine. You know, before the tens of thousands of deaths started mounting up in New York City hospitals later in about mid-April. So, you know, you look at the history of this thing, it's interesting. It's kind of like the Democrats were conspiring with China to make sure that the virus spread across America and that the hospitals didn't have enough equipment in the early days when the virus was especially dangerous. Now, of course, since then, the virus has mutated and it has become a lot less dangerous. And that's where we are today, where they have to keep faking the positive tests in order to try to scare everybody. Even though the virus has basically adapted and become a lot less lethal, they're still trying to scare us into locking down human society. Pretty crazy. All right, this is a big story. Defense Secretary Esper has said now that China and Russia have killer satellites in space and that the United States of America has directed energy weapons from space. I mean, this is a huge admission from the Secretary of Defense here that space wars is real, which is why we have Space Force under President Trump. And it also tells you, by the way, that China and Russia probably could be using satellites to start fires in Western states, you know, alongside Antifa and Black Lives Matter, could be China starting fires. And that the U.S. has similar weapons as well. It's no longer science fiction. Basically, satellites can emit lasers with a very high power onto very specific targets on the ground. So they could set your house on fire if they wanted to. And maybe they have been doing that. In any case, this is no longer science fiction. It is officially real now. So those of us who have been reporting about these orbital weapons platforms, I guess, are no longer conspiracy theories. We were just ahead of the curve on this. By the way, I've reported before, too, that the U.S. has orbital kinetic platforms where they can drop large tungsten rods down to the planet with the acceleration of gravity, of course, assisting in the velocity and energy of those weapons. And I think this is called the Hammer of Thor, or some kind of a Thor weapon, maybe Thor's hammer. Basically, it's large tungsten rods. They drop them out of space onto specific targets, and it makes it look like something exploded, i.e. Beirut, for example. You know, maybe. I'm not saying that's what happened in Beirut, but it could be. And these disperse a lot of kinetic energy when they impact the Earth, and they leave a giant crater in the ground, kind of like Beirut, come to think of it. Okay. The Attorney General, William Barr, we've reported on this for the last couple of days, but a new story on this. He drops massive truth bombs. He wants violent rioters charged with sedition. And of course, liberals are freaking out over all his comments on the lockdowns and the riots and so on. But good for Barr. He should be charging them with sedition. And also, Netflix Cheer star Jerry Harris has been charged with producing child pornography. So it's not just that he was, I don't know, stalking 15-year-old cheerleader camp girls, that he was also, apparently, according to the FBI, allegedly producing child pornography. This guy was a friend of Joe Biden. He was able to interview Joe Biden, big star on Netflix, which is, of course, a pedophile network. These people are sick. They're just sickos. And finally, Black Lives Matter founders are steeped in witchcraft and Satanism. Hey, as long as we're going down this rabbit hole of evil leftists, take a look at Black Lives Matter. Many of their founders have been involved in these weird ritualistic demon, like Satan worshiping things, where they wear these like demon wings and walk around in costumes and do these weird rituals, and they summon demons into their bodies to give them power to take over the world. And then they get donations from McDonald's and Google and Netflix. Why are we not surprised that the same network that's involved in producing and distributing child porn is also giving money to demonic Black Lives Matter terrorists? You know, this is America today, and we're waiting for William Barr to just arrest these demons. We're waiting for it. Where is it? Where are the arrests? Where are the police on all this, the federal police? Why is child porn allowed to be distributed across this country? Why are demon terrorist groups allowed to burn down our cities? Good question. We've had enough of it. It's time to stop the destruction of our culture and our country. And that's what we are trying to get across to people, that we have to stand up for morality. We have to stand with God. We have to stand with the Christian principles of this nation. We have to stand with the rule of law and stand for our republic. Otherwise, we will lose it, and we will lose everything we value. So thank you for all your support. That's the news wrap for today. Be sure to join up at brighteon.social so that you can post your comments without censorship. And I'm there. My username is @healthranger, and I'm posting during the day and also in the evenings, usually up until about midnight, different tips and things. Oh, in fact, I have a tip today. Just got word that there have been 2 major natural gas explosions in the United States that are suspected of being linked to Black Lives Matter terrorists attacking the infrastructure. So that could be a breaking news story. I've got to talk to my source and look into that. Maybe publish that later on. But thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, brighteon.com, and now brighteon.social. Be safe.